Good evening and welcome to Hutton Live from LaveCon.
So, wait, that last bit, we're not putting that out on the internet, are we?
No, definitely not. We'll tidy it up in the edit. I mean, it's not as if there's an audience tuned in at the moment. They're all probably at the bar getting their orders in.
Ooh, Mainter painted the good stuff.
Make that two for one.
It's okay, I've got the Centauri magazine open here if we miss last orders.
It's almost as if we've done all this before.
And now for our special show. We fill the next hour with fun, so you don't have to.
They say that sharing is caring.
Bright lights bring cockpit frights.
Thanks to the magic of numbers, you now know exactly how much trouble you're in.
The gossip columns are back as smear campaigns return to the galaxy.
Just when you thought it was safe to hit boost,
invisible rock blocks stop. Or do they?
I'm looking through what state the galaxy is in.
And I've got the highlights of the only important community event that's happening right now.
First tonight, some breaking news that's dear to the heart of many a Hutton trucker. And we suspect possibly a few Lavians as well. Getting up to stuff with other people. For years, Hutton truckers have espoused the mantra of PWP, pilot with pilot interaction, the kind that involves doing stuff together. With the steady evolution from the Hutton run en masse to wings and things and onward to the faction squadron and then planet-side shenanigans, it was only a matter of time before Hutton truckers were able to do the Odyssey Conga and get together in person at the bar, or at settlements to do their thing. The Pilots Federation, in recognition of this burning desire, we would at this point like to point out that burning desire is neither one of the available options at Wanders, nor is it a condition that needs the tender ministrations of Nurse Wyeth. Anyway, they've authorised mission givers in the social spaces in stations to invite more than one person at once to do the necessary. Yes, we can now take on the dirty scavs, cut open the doobry and get our hands on the stuff, and of course, borrow the AA batteries from just about anywhere on foot and share in the bounty. All missions are now available for Hutton truckers to hit that most glorious of buttons, the one marked share. As Alvin is fond of telling everyone, sharing is a requirement, especially when you've got sausages, and he hasn't.
Well, it's wrong, just wrong. A pilot's cockpit is his or hers or their castle. If we want to leave discarding McVargoy's wrappers under the pilot seat or cans of Conga ale stuck to the ceiling, we ought to be able to do so in peace. No such luck this week for the grubbier commanders out in the galaxy, as the manufacturers signed a new deal with Lightbulb Lighting and glow-in-the-dark emissive surface supplier Shiny Globes and Bulbs Inc. for higher wattage, better coverage bulbs. When your cockpit used to resemble the kind of Ouija pub where it was so dim that it didn't matter if the lass you were chatting up looked like your Auntie Senga, and no offence to Auntie Senga, she was a looker when she still had her teeth, and the floor was a little sticky, but you didn't mind because you couldn't see what you'd just stood in. Now it's like a Galtube streamer study, all sparkly and spangly and shiny. We can now see when looking in from the outside that you stuff those packets down the side of your seat, that you probably wipe your hands on the upholstery after the nice and spicy Karsuki locusts, and as for that stain on your elephant butt leather dash, well, you can't hide that at all. And good news though, it's great for selfies.
when engaging in combat in your ship or attempting the kind of percussive flight maneuver known as the Dirty Hober, to date, you've been able to keep an eye on the state of your shields using a simple set of rules. You've got all of them, some of them, a little bit, and oh shit, run away! Measured in concentric rings, like onions. Peel your onion too far, and it will bring tears to your eyes. However, after appeals by pilots that they needed to know exactly how much trouble they were in, the Pilots Federation have downloaded a new font and added a little number at the bottom of the display. Now, you too can fine-tune your oshitometer to tell you in precise detail exactly how many joules that Federal assault ship took out of you on that high-contact flyby, or exactly how fast those Tharglets are eating your energy field when you've upset them.
For the last few weeks, the galaxy has been a very measured, polite, and scandal-free place. The galactic red tops, the muckrakers, and the salacious spreaders of biowaste on social media have been bereft of content, as concerted smear campaigns have been outlawed. Despite desperate pleas from engineers to be given the skinny on who is doing what with who and to whom, long lens and grainy photographs of this Imperial Senator with that Federal Admirals, and of course, the usual smattering of funny handshakes and dodgy black briefcases stuffed with void opals changing hands courtesy of the Dark Wheel. There has been absolutely no smearing anyone in the tabloids. That's all about to change, as some of the more dodgy factions in the galaxy have been hacking into everyone's datapad and downloading everything from your cockpit browser history to the contents of the private email accounts. Official ones being, of course, completely unused from official communications, as that could be traced. This hacked data has then been shared with story-starved hacks and column-inch-chasing editors throughout the galaxy. And, as far as we can tell, shared to data terminals littered in settlements far and wide. To anyone with an e-breach kit, it's child's play to walk up to a terminal, stick your thingy up against the pad and click the button. Getting the latest on which federal leader has been avoiding their taxes, which Imperial scion has been cut off by their wealthy parent for absconding to Alliance space, which federal minister has been caught standing under a security camera and breaching outbreak quarantine rules, and which zero-G basketballer has been caught slam-dunking their coach. The officially designated engineers are said to be so delighted that they can catch up on the goss that they're reopening shop to give you the latest upgrades for your suits and weapons in return for a little bit of tittle-tattle.
Jetpacks. Great for leaping tall buildings at a single bound. Even better for getting to the top of tall buildings if you're sporting a sniper rifle, silencer, and are on a mission to clear out some scavengers. If you're out sampling the local biological life and have forgotten or broken your scarab, you can bunny hop your way across the landscape or, in low gravity, Superman your way between hilltops. However, certain of the more shady pilots in the galaxy have been misusing their jetpacks to get away with things. When faced with a stop and search request when out at a nearby settlement and realising that they've got a pocket full of stolen plans for the Death Star, a few e-breach hacking kits or enough armaments to take down Sirius Corporation, pilots have been firing their jump assist. Going off like a firework in front of a security guard, leaving their faceplates scorched from the jet wake, quite often left them confused, bemused, and quite frankly, at a complete loss, to issue the obligatory fine, and most probably a laser carbine to the unmentionables, before issuing a trip to the nearest detention centre. Many an infiltration party has synchronised their getaways like a display on the night shift 4th of July celebrations, and gone skyward at the first sign of trouble. But no longer. The latest scanning technology from the Sirius Corporation means that anyone caught attempting to escape the short arm of the law by means of a lot of thrust will face a full penalty, whether that be a large fine, an even larger amount of laser fire, or just, in the case of low gravity worlds, some surface-to-air missiles, depends on the situation. But be reassured, here at the Pilots Federation we take law-breaking seriously. And don't forget, loitering is a crime, punishable by a large rebuy.
Commander Chicks waxed lyrical the other week with tales of new silica rocks that, to all intents and purposes, were absolutely invisible to the naked eye. Due to some complex diffraction of light, they were able to cast rudimentary shadows, but when charging around in your scarab, they created a hazard that tripped up many a surface explorer. Videos were released of commanders seemingly standing on thin air as they climbed these invisible objects. Remlock, creators of the ubiquitous pilot helmet and survival equipment for setting foot on planets, have discovered that the transparent alloy used for the faceplates was the guilty party, a part common to the glass bubbles used in scarab vehicles as well. When faced with certain wavelengths of light reflected and refracted off just the right kind of rocks and polarized in just the right kind of way, it rendered obstacles all but invisible. After a quick safety recall in the last few days, all pilots' helmets have been sprayed with a monomolecular compound that corrects this problem, meaning that the rock you just stubbed your toe on is now entirely your fault for not watching where you were going, and not just a nasty surprise waiting to jump out and damage your suspension. There are rumours that the atom-thick coating doesn't block the rocks, but may still render your peripheral vision totally incapable of seeing things, well, just at the edge of your vision, like lampposts, potholes, locked crates, and of course, the legs of the ship you just left. Or, of course, it could be that you really shouldn't be allowed to drive when you've had one too many conger ales, and should just stick to using the automated landing module and shipboard scanners instead.
It's Slave Con! That means there are pirates attempting to persuade the bar staff to stay open later than last orders, there's an outbreak of enthusiasm in the games room, an infrastructure failure backstage that the tech monkey has been battling all day, war on the battle cards table boom as a result of a guest attempting to swallow their mic when talking, and of course an election to see whose turn it is to take over moderating duties on the livestream chat. That aside, Lave's looking nice and stable at the moment, so we'd better look at Hutton's space. Fortunately, for the blood pressure of Hotpit team, things have settled down somewhat. The crime waves that swept Alpha Centauri and Barnard's star systems were quelled with some alacrity by truckers, dispensing their own exotic flavour of justice. For those who still haven't fully vented their spleens, we have a nasty case of pirates in George's pants, so head over there and become the very model of a modern Major General. At the top end, the usual overachievers are at it again, plus a couple of bandwagon jumpers, making 9 systems that are over 60%. We've expanded from somewhere to somewhere else, so it's time to spin the BGS Wheel of Fortune to see which dump we've landed in that we don't want this time. After the last premature expansion, we're drawn at 2-2 in a war with the Confederacy of Bile Tacker, so fight to help those confounded Confederalists and eject us from the system. Speaking of inadvertent invasions, Hutton welcomes the Boop Brigade into LP532-81. We'll provide the gin, but we do hope you brought pizza. Meanwhile in Colonia, Cardinal Hanky asked that truckers fight for hot coal in the war in Pythias against the Societist Eriduritorum de Civitas Dei. Hang on, why can't we have factions with pronounceable names like the Colonia Cooperative? Look, I know we duffed them up only last week, but oh well, never mind. Tomorrow, in Tyr, we will be in an election with Jacques, so run election missions and stuff those ballots like they've never been stuffed before. Well, not since last time. We still need to leave Hotel Carcinari where... Oh wait, we have! We have retreated! Yay! Go us! It's only been, well, months. Thanks to Alex Zuno and chums for finally nailing on that coffin lid. Priorities this week are... do stuff. Help us. Stop them. See you at the bar.
There's only one community event worth talking about this week, and it's this one. No, not Hutton Live. I mean LaveCon. Or at least, VLaveCon. So I've been in my shop today, over in my second life. My Hollow Me has been sporting the latest in LaveCon branded fashion. We've had Anthony Hunt talking about polishing his helmet live on stream, and a good job he's done with it too. Apparently he needs some padding so he doesn't get sore if he uses it too much. Then we've had Commander Phoenix Defier and his little python. Commander Beetle Jude has done a great job colouring it in for him. We've had readings and games and a cow. Did you see the cow? It's lovely to see him on screen again. And what's more, there's more tomorrow on the official LaveCon and Lave Radio streams. There's probably lots of other stuff going on, but this is far more important. There's a raffle for charity, some racing, something retro, and did I mention I was running a get-together at my little shop? That's about it for the community events, and don't forget to drop by tomorrow to see me.